Now we bring in the big guns now, the important sports of track and cross country. Well, we've honored the football and the basketball. This is what matters most now. Let's get to these track and cross coaches. Coach Greg Slackoff, longtime coach at Lakeview. Congratulations, Mercer County Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much. I'm sure you've heard this over and over, but it is an honor, and I'm very humble about it.
And what was the feeling you got? I mean, you got that call, and they said, you're going into the Hall of Fame. I mean, you got to be pretty emotional.
Well, if I could tell you a short story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I got the phone call. Bill called me, and after I spoke to him, I hung up and I talked to my wife, Pam, and I said, I've been selected to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I said, I can't believe it. Well, it went about a month and a half, and I kept saying to myself, somebody's going to call me on the phone and say, they made a mistake.
Oh,
and then I saw Lynn and Bob on their radio broadcast, and they're going through each person. And they came to my name, and I heard it, and I backed it up. And I listened to it again, and I says, the bio's here, and I'm saying, they had to make a mistake. So,
no mistake.
So, but let me go one more time. Last Saturday, I saw on the website where they finally said, you know, they had 2019, and I saw my name, and I said, well, you know, I've lived my life with the... Everything about the internet, and people said, if it's on the internet, it has to be true. And that was the point where I said, I'm in. So.
Well, you're definitely in with that resume, Greg.
Thank you.
And Mark, this is a sport that you are very synonymous with. I'm sure you went head to head with this guy.
No doubt. We had a lot of years with it. And I'll tell you this story, Greg, so we have it. When Barb DeRisco and I were young coaches at Hickory, your program was the program that we emulated. And the thing that brings it full circle is that when we were sitting down last night, I'm sitting at the table with Sally Ward, and you made a point to come over to Sally and let her know how when you started, you emulated her program and how you knew you had to elevate your program to match hers. We did the exact same thing, Greg. That conversation I was going to say to you when I had the opportunity that when you, that was the team, Lakeview High School girls track, and that was when I started, we were coaching just the girls. That was the team. We knew that we had to raise our level, especially in the relays, to compete with your teams, and that's where it all started for us. It all started right there.
Barb and I have a great coaching relationship, and it's one on mutual respect. But I will tell you, her team, you guys, broke our record at 36 dual meets. And her girls were out there doing this little dance. And it was on our field. And I said to myself, Barb, I will get an opportunity. But you know what? Her program, you guys' program was so good. We never got that opportunity again. I don't even think we competed in dual meets after that. I don't think she wanted to run against us, and I certainly didn't want to run against you guys.
Well, you will get a chance to see Barb tonight. She'll be here, so make sure you touch base. A little rib for that,
dance. She knows.
But, your teams, and I know from your area where you did some work with cross country, your 4x8 relay teams were always the teams that I watched, and I watched how you put the teams together and how you got athletes. Oh, you got a hurdler in there. Oh, you got this one. Oh, this one runs first. That had a lot to do in my influence of getting my teams to states in 4x8 because I watched how you built the teams, how you ordered them, what you did with them. I thought that was masterful back in the day, and it made a lot of difference. Like, I knew I couldn't just do it with four distance runners and be competitive on the state level. I had to find myself a sprinter, a 400-meter runner, a 300-meter hurdler, and I had to fight the other coaches to give me those runners to say, I need these athletes because I can't beat Lakeview without these athletes.
See, the thing about it is we're a small school, and a lot of the time, unless we get that exceptional athlete every once in a while, we have good kids. We don't have exceptional kids. So what you then do with your relays is you work on handoffs, and you work on handoffs, and in between that, you figure out these kids, where they're going to fit together. And, you know, and I always thought relays was a science. In fact, I did a research paper early in my career when I was going to college on the psychological aspects of the 4x100 relay, okay? But I knew that if you didn't get the handoffs, and I knew that if you didn't get the right kid in the right spot, we're not going anywhere. So, yeah, the relays were my forte. Not to brag about it, but I will say the relays were my forte.
We're talking with Coach Greg Slatkoff, another one of the inductees of the Mercer County Hall of Fame, Lakeview High, Sippy Rock University, went to Richland High School, was an all-around athlete at Johnstown. What did you excel at in high school? What was your favorite sport?
Oh, it would be football. I thought my life was football. You know, it's funny how things take a different path, but I loved football. And I went to Slippery Rock to play football. And I ended up my junior year. I had a medical problem, and it took my whole junior year away from me. But I had a college coach named Paul Bruno, and he came to me my senior year, and he said, look, you're not going to cut it anymore as a player, but would you want to coach the freshman team? And it was like, yeah, you know, and that's really where I started out, knowing I absolutely wanted to coach, and I wanted to coach football. I did it for 6 years, and my path went a different way, and I realized I was given the opportunity from our superintendent. Actually, he came over to me and he said one day, we're starting a girls program in track. And he says, I want you to coach it. And I looked at him. I was coaching football at the time. And I was coaching boys track at the time as an assistant. And I said, I don't want to coach him. And he looked at me and he gave me this look. And he said, yeah, you do. And I wasn't going to buck the system. I said, all right, I'll take the job. And I never looked back.
It is funny that you know, Tony Mashard is a similar story in how he got into cross-country coaching. And back in that day, when you started, and the superintendent said, you did. There really was no option. There was not a lot of us.
And Sam Wilson was one guy you didn't argue with.
Now, you talked about not having a lot of exceptional athletes, but you did have a couple. Talk about Ginny Wilson, what a special athlete she was.
Ginny Wilson was, you know, the first true thrower we had, and she was such a hard worker. And we would spend a lot of time after the practice. We would spend time on Saturdays working with her skill level. But the funny thing about Ginny Wilson was she was one heck of a sprinter, going back to what you're talking about. She was the second fastest kid on the 4x100 relay that year, and she set a record, that relay set a record that stood, and that was 1980. It stood up until about 4 or 5 years ago, where Hickory broke again.
No, not Hickory.
So, but Jenny was a great all-around athlete, fantastic basketball player. When she got in here, I wrote a lot of her stats down because she was such a special athlete. Yeah, she was a good one.
She was one of your two state champions. Brenda Bindis is the other one. The emotion of a coach, when you've done this and you've won a lot of things, but when your individual athlete wins a state championship, what is that feeling like?
It's hard to comprehend, especially, again, coming from a small school. With Jenny, we had... The emotional level was so great with her, but at the same time, her best friend, who was Molly Kepner, who was just as good of an athlete, she pulled her hamstring in the 300 hurdles. And she would have been a medal winner. She ended up pulling her hamstring over the first hurdle, and I've never seen this before. I've never seen world-class athletes be able to continue for another... finish out the race, and she did. And she ended up fourth, but she couldn't go the next day because it was so bad. She couldn't run. But we had Jenny, who was the state champion that day, and then we had Molly, who wasn't competing. And that's the problem with track and wrestling, is you got to go from that super high over to, oh my gosh, I just lost. And in Molly's case, she was also on two relays. So yeah, you got to go that back and forth. But with Fawn, you know, when she threw
And that's Vaughn Miller, not even listed here, right?
Vaughn Miller.
Vaughn Miller threw the 167, broke a state record, and it was like, this is good news, this is bad news, because Mark Haney, Mark is a legend as far as in his own right, and I'm trying to talk him into putting his resume in here. But anyway, he was coaching Fawn. I take no credit for Fawn in the javelin. And he looked at me and he said, I told you she could be a competitor at the Olympic trials. And that's how she went. Fawn went to the Olympic trials as a sophomore, thanks to Mark Haney.
Very special athletes there. Just the challenge of coaching an individual sport and dealing with parents and trying to make some of those moves. Did you ever have any problems with parents at all? A lot of coaches seem like they do, but maybe you were lucky.
No. You know, the parents of the, I don't want to say the really good athletes, but they understood that it was my job to make them better, and it was my assistant's jobs to make them better. And they went along with what I tried to do. Now, sometimes they may not have been happy about it. You know, I mean, I used to say Fawn, I was Fawn's conscience. I was that little person on her shoulder saying, hey, Fawn, you better think twice about this. You know? But Fawn grew up, and she did very well. With the parents, I always had pretty good parents. You know, you're always going to have some parents that look at just their kid, and they forget that a coach has to look at all the athletes. So, and just to backtrack, when you asked me, Brenda Bindis was the other one. Brenda was such a good high jumper. She went 2 inches higher every year. In her senior year, she was ranked 50th in the entire nation.
Okay? Wow.
So with her, she was pretty easy to work with. She was pretty easy to work with. I didn't have any problems with Brenda.
Coach, it's been a fantastic career. We are happy that you're a member of the Mercer County Hall of Fame. We love to see those track and cross country guys get in here as well. An amazing coaching career. Congratulations, Greg. Mercer County Hall of Fame 2019.
It's an honor.
Coach, congratulations. That's Coach Greg Slatkoff, another one of the inductees to the class of 2019.